Welcome to a podcast of The Business of Authoring, presented by Marcia Huber, Charles Williams, and Robert Christofferson. This podcast was recorded at the 2010 Text and Academic Authors Association Conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
My name is Robert Christofferson, Charles Williams, Marcia Huber. By treating it like a business, I mean that you have text-specific business cards, a text-specific letterhead. Now, it can say, mine says author teacher. I was a professor for 30 years. I could put that on there too. But a specific card, because you're a business. You're not a university. And your business card, and Bobaze is on here too, as production assistant photographer, although she has her own cards. We went and got a P.O. box that's text specific. The phone number is a cell phone that is only used for that purpose, the 390 number. And it's got the email on there and the website. The reason for this is at national sales meetings, you can put, could you turn on, just hit those two, one of those two switches, or both of them. You put the business card in the booth so that when the people are coming by, there's the author's business card. When somebody talks to you in the booth or you're walking in the hall and someone stops you, you hand them a card. They put that in their wallet, put that in their pocket. They may never call, but there's a contact. He gave me a card. And I found this to be critical communicating with adopters and students. A student with one of those cards in their hand is just worth everything. They just beam. They are so thrilled. So I would suggest that if you have not done that already. I do apologize for all of the obvious things I might be saying that you're all already doing. But these are just my idea. Secondly, the idea of preparing your home office and writing studio as if it's a formal business. Now, we do a lot of electronic PDF stuff now, but I still find a full-service copy machine is really valuable, especially for developing art where you can enlarge and reduce and mess with art with the fax built in. We still use fax now and then to transmit things rapidly, offsetting, converting it to a PDF kind of a thing. For years, we would buy second-hand or reinvigorated copy machines at a discount, put them on our tax depreciation schedule, or write it all off on one year. But that, to me, has saved more miles, more time, more effort to have a full-scale copy machine there. And secondly, the headset. Maybe all of you already have headsets. Well, I won't ask for a show of hands, but Karen agree. Have a headset for those long teleconferences and calls with editors and whatever else. To have your hands free is critical, and you can just set the phone in your pocket or clip it to your belt, and your hands are free to work. So these are just little things, but I think that's part of this authoring as a business. We took my writing studio and had a cabinet maker just built in the whole thing. So it is a thoroughly dedicated room. It has full desk on three walls. And in the corner there where... So the space isn't lost. There's a 36-inch Lazy Susan under there that has more supplies on it and things like that. So this is a dedicated room. If we still had children at home or family, that it would signal to everyone that I was a serious author and that was Pop's business and this is what he's doing. This isn't a card table in the garage or dining room table type of thing. But this this locks it in as an IRS audit-proof facility used for one sole purpose. Having the bookcases elevated, other than the other room that has the library in it, elevated allows you to have the corkboard under there, and I found it's really good to have a large corkboard 14 feet long here that I can tag things on, whereas if the bookcases went all the way to the floor, I'd lose that space. But again, I apologize for whatever obviousness I'm saying here. Around the computer, I designed and had these guys build like a big theater organ console so that the computer screen is surrounded by...
You must be a TA member to listen to the full podcast. If you are already a TA member, please log in.